On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about the Vision 2030 strategic plan now from the Department of Administration that aims to transform state government to be smaller, more efficient, and better aligned to serve the needs of Wisconsinites, end quote. The 16-page plan released last week is part of the Evers administration plan to consolidate state office spaces, reduce the state's physical footprint, and plan for roughly 40% of state workers to hit retirement age over the next decade. Do you think Wisconsin should shift to remote work for many of its employees? Should Wisconsin renovate its old office space? 800-642-1234. Joel Brennan is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Administration. Secretary Brennan, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Kate, it's great to join you again. Thanks for having me.
So looking at this Vision 2030 plan, you know, with the state's office buildings needing hundreds of million dollars in repairs, what is wrong with these buildings?
Well, really, I think what this is it's a culmination of what capital planning is and the way that you build infrastructure. So, you know, around in the late 1960s, 1970, there was a significant building boom for people who are coming into the state workforce for the UW system. And those buildings now are 50 years old or more, and they're showing their age. And frankly, over time, under some administrations, there has not been the maintenance and upkeep of those buildings. And so it's time for us to really look at this. And we've learned lots of lessons over the last year from COVID-19, but none of this is an immediate response to just the COVID-19 pandemic. It really is a reflection of where we are in our state's history and kind of where we need to go over the next 30 to 40 years.
What have you learned from COVID and the pandemic in terms of your state employees working from home?
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, there are significant numbers, thousands of state employees amongst the state workforce who never left their posts. And those would be like people who work in the correctional facilities, people who work in health facilities or in the veterans home. So really, you know, thousands of people were working from where they've always worked. But there were thousands more who very quickly had to learn on the fly. And we as a workplace needed to give them the tools to be able to work from home. And frankly, we learned lessons, some of which were expressed most recently people in places and in some departments being able to be as efficient, if not more efficient. We learned that, you know, things that heretofore had been required to be done in person, whether they be bid openings or other things that we have done traditionally in person, those things could be done virtually. And we learn lots of lessons from that. And those are lessons I think that we want to keep and maintain and look for how do we operate more efficiently moving forward.
Then there's this staggering statistic about 40% of the state's workforce will be in retirement age over the decade. What issues could this cause for the state?
Well, it's the same issues that any employer has in the private sector or the public sector. You know, we have about 35,000 people who work across the enterprise in the state of Wisconsin, about another 35,000 who work for the UW system. And so, you know, as a large employer, we face demographic challenges. And it's not just the state, but overall in the workforce. I think I've seen statistics that the number of people entering the workforce now between 2020 and 2030 is about half of what it was. It's increasing by about half of what it did between 2000 and 2020. And so, you know, those are things that ensure that we're going to have to be more flexible in the way that we look at the workplace. We're going to have to offer opportunities for people to be innovative in the way that they approach their job. And I think it also is incumbent on us at the state to look at the overall real estate footprint, the buildings that we manage and maintain, make sure that they're well maintained, but also where we can shrink that footprint and be more efficient in the way that we operate. So, you know, there are those are stark and in some ways they're alarming, but they also provide kind of a once in a generation opportunity for us to revisit these things and to reorient both the workplace and the workforce in ways that can have real positive impacts for the state moving forward.
And it seems also that through this report, you would be less Madison-centric, looking to disperse state employees around the state. What impact would that have?
Well, you know, I think one of the recognitions and what Governor Evers has done since day one is try to express that there is richness across the state of Wisconsin, regionally, ethnically, culturally. And as an employer, we want to make sure we're inviting all of that and making sure that all of that can contribute to what makes Wisconsin strong. And so, you know, Wisconsin Madison will continue to be the state capital. It'll be the seat of government, and that won't change markedly over time. But as remote work opportunities are more available, they become more viable in the coming years. It also opens opportunities for us to employ people from across the state who otherwise, you know, and in the past might have had to go to Madison, didn't want to relocate necessarily to Madison, but offer opportunities for them that can add to the vitality, add to the richness, add to the innovation of the way that we approach things across the state. And again, I think we're trying to do that as a state employer, as an employer as a state, but that same thing is happening across the workforce, whether it be in the private sector or the public sector.
We're talking with Joel Brennan, who is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Administration. We're looking at a strategic plan for state agency buildings and how state services are delivered. You can join in. Do you think Wisconsin should shift to remote work for many of its employees? Should state office buildings be renovated, or would you rather let employees work from home? 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Secretary Brennan, is the state having problems in attracting good employees? I mean, as you look at all of these different options going into the future, especially with remote work, would that attract better employees?
Well, I think we are always looking for opportunities to make the state a more attractive place to work. The first thing I would tell you is that, you know, the last 14 months have been excruciating in any number of ways for employees and people all around the country, and no one has been unaffected by COVID-19. But I can tell you, working alongside people over the last 14 months who have done things like delivering test kits around the state, or setting up testing infrastructure, or, you know, doing all the infrastructure around the delivery of vaccines, I think the state workforce and people who work in the state have stepped up in unbelievable ways, and I'm proud to be part of that. But as we move forward, you already mentioned the demographic challenges that we have, where 40% of the state workforce is going to be eligible for retirement. That is years and years of knowledge that'll be going out the door in the next several years. And we always need to find ways to be able to invite more people into that. And we can't compete all the time on things like salary. We need people who are mission driven, but we also need to understand that in the workplace now, we have learned lessons, not just during the pandemic, but even preceding the pandemic, about remote work and the flexibility that offers, the opportunities for innovation. And as an employer, I think we need to recognize those, and we need to ensure that those are part of what the state offers moving forward.
You know, some critics would argue that remote work is inefficient, or not enough work is getting done. Productivity wanes. What would be your take on that?
Well, I think there's evidence to the contrary. You know, I think there certainly are great things about culture and being able to get together. And so I don't think as an employer we ever would want to totally do away with those opportunities. But there's evidence over the last year plus, when we've been forced into a much wider remote work operation than I think anybody was necessarily prepared for in the public or private sector 14 or 15 months ago. You know, at the Department of Revenue, they've been more efficient in terms of responsiveness to local units of government when they've had to over the last 14 months. There have been things related to the Department of Motor Vehicles where we've been able to move things online and be able to operate far more efficiently. And so, you know, there are those opportunities that are born of necessity that we've been able to realize. And I think there are lessons to be learned from that. But, you know, what we're doing, it should be informed by the experiences of COVID-19, but nothing that we do based on the capital outlook for the state and how we spend quite literally, you know, hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars on capital infrastructure, that's for 30 or 40 years that we're doing that. It's not just based on what's happened over the last several months, even though it should be informed by all of that.
How might Wisconsinites feel the shift? Would services be more online? Or what might a person living in Wisconsin feel with these changes?
Well, as part of the governor's budget, he introduced the notion of doing more one-stop shop when it came to online services. You know, state government is not unlike other places. Oftentimes, it has traditionally operated in silos where you had to go to a different place, to a different website to pay your taxes or to get your vehicle registration stickers or to do things for the Department of Natural Resources, get your state park stickers. All of those things were in separate places. And there's an effort to try to make sure that we can do those things efficiently online. There's also an intention over time as we move to potentially a smaller state physical footprint to look at regionally, how do we bring some of those resources together and how do we offer opportunities for people across the state who don't live in the major metropolitan areas to go and get those services that they need in person in a much more efficient manner. And so, you know, all of these are things I think that we're not only wrestling with in the state of Wisconsin, but there are state governments across the country are doing this. And we're all by necessity looking to operate as efficiently as we can, make the best use of taxpayer dollars, but also deliver the best possible services that we can as well.
Joel Brennan, Secretary for the State Department of Administration, with us as we look at what remote work will look like for state employees in the future. Would you like to see state workers spread out more around the state, or does it make sense to have them concentrated in Madison? Evers proposed a new plan for the Historical Society Museum. Do you think we need a new museum? What do you want to do with aging state office buildings? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute for more State Cap on the Ideas Network. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking with DOA Secretary Joel Brennan about the vision for how to deliver government services in decades to come. The Evers administration wants to decrease overall office space in state facilities by 10% over the next decade, with a reduction also in the number of state-owned facilities. It wants to increase the number of state employees who live outside of Madison. How do you think? What do you think about this strategic plan for delivering government functions? Join in, 800-642-1234. DOA Secretary Joel Brennan is with us for about 10 more minutes. You know, a lot of the state's office buildings are located in Madison, the capital. What is the plan for consolidating and reducing the footprint?
Well, the plan is actually already underway. And so we had an opportunity at the outset of the Evers administration to look at one of the larger agencies, the Department of Children and Families. And we were able to, in Madison, relocate them from the Jeff 1 complex to the Tommy Thompson building, which is just off the square. But that and the consolidation of other offices that they've had in the Madison area is going to save the department and save taxpayers over $600,000 annually. And so, you know, it's those kind of steps that we have started to do. And really what we're looking at in Madison is an opportunity to shrink the footprint. There are probably seven state buildings in and around the state capitol, right around the square in Madison. Over time, over the next decade, we've laid out a vision that would reduce that by a couple of buildings, probably make that a complex of more like five buildings over time, and open up the buildings, the Department of Administration building, the Department of Health Services, those bookend Monona Terrace, and they look out onto Lake Monona, open those up for private redevelopment opportunities over time. And so, you know, this is not just about saving taxpayer dollars or providing really good service, which I think are the core functions of state government, but it's also how do we take a real vibrant economy in Madison and allow there to be additional growth, whether it be in housing, or in the hotel community around the hotel and convention community. So there's opportunities to do that. And I think what we've tried to lay out and what the governor has done since day one is try to envision a state capital that can be everything that it needs to be for state taxpayers, but also allows for Madison to grow and to evolve in really exciting ways over time as well.
Do you think by shifting that real estate to private, private options, would that increase revenue to the state even on a short-term basis?
Well, it could. I don't think that we will build the state's future on just selling off state real estate. But I do think that there could be some opportunities that are there for some short-term revenue. But there's also opportunities for the local community in Madison. You have, very large office buildings there that to date are paying little to no real estate taxes there. And so there's opportunity for that kind of private redevelopment and the opportunity to partner with local government in ways that I think are exciting and provide opportunities for the long term.
Part of the plan also calls for building a new historical society museum, and this museum has long been planned to be on Capitol Square. How is that plan changing?
Well, I mentioned the Jeff One complex, which is on East Wash, kind of just as you come up the hill towards the Capitol. And we've outlined a vision to knock that building down, to relocate the Historical Society Museum there, to reimagine a smaller state office building there. But also, I think we've also done some work to look at relocating a Veterans Museum there, another place that's located on the square. So you would have an opportunity to just reimagine what is a signature site in Madison for a really great mixed-use project where you get thousands of visitors coming to the Historical Society Museum, the Veterans Museum, having that complementarity, but also being able to, on that site, still deliver important services through the Department of Workforce Development, and really just making the highest and best use of what is really terrific real estate and making sure as part of that, then there's opportunities to redevelop the current spaces that are inadequate. And with the Historical Society, they have spent more than 20 years trying to envision and trying to realize their vision of a future home. And so we're excited that that's a possibility, that they have done some really great work in fundraising privately to do this. We're also committing state resources toward that. But these are the kind of, I think, innovative uses of state facilities and state real estate that are going to pay dividends for the state for years to come. And I think it's really an exciting aspect of it. Now, that's the good news. The challenge of that is we put in the state's capital budget about $4 million of additional planning money for this facility that would include this. And that'll be taken up by the Joint Finance
Joint
Committee
Finance.
In the next few days. And there's a challenge, just that $4 million for continuing forward progress on that, I think, is at some risk in the current capital budget. And so, really, I think we need to these should be nonpartisan issues about how do we make sure we can do some great things, shrink the footprint, make better use of state real estate, and also provide long-term homes that are going to, celebrate our state's history, but also celebrate veterans and their contributions to our state. It seems to make great sense. And so the legislature can join us in moving those things forward.
Joel Brennan is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Administration. As we look at a long-term plan that would reduce the state's physical footprint, increase remote work options for state employees. With your thoughts, 800-642-1234. Patrick is joining us from Kenosha. Hi, Patrick.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Interesting conversation. I have a little problem with dismantling what's been built up over the years. With the buildings and the structure that was made for our government and the things the taxpayers had paid for and expect. Now, if you are not having people there and they're working remotely at home, is that going to be as efficient? And is that really what we want? I know the pandemic has taught us new things and ways to use the internet. But should we be so dependent on the internet? I think we've had a great government in Wisconsin, and I would be hesitant to see things dismantled in a way that will just be kind of a reaction to the pandemic. I know we've learned things.
And Patrick, I want to get Secretary Brennan's response here. Go ahead.
Sure. And it's a great question. And I guess that it's the difference between, Patrick, what you would consider a dismantling and then a thoughtful, careful analysis of how you do this in the right way. And I think there will always be a place for people to work inside state buildings. There will always be a place for the UW system to operate in a way where there is a physical presence. But you have situations now like what happened at Van Nuys Hall on Easter Sunday this year, where two large concrete panels fell off the building. And, you know, luckily there was no one around, but that's a 50-year-old building. There are similar buildings around UW campuses that are in need of replacement. So it's not just about dismantling. It's really about strategic investment in the way that we look at these things and get the most productive use out of them. They have served Wisconsin wonderfully for the last generation, but now we have an opportunity and really an obligation to look at what is the state workplace going to look like over the next 30 to 40 years, and how do we deliver those services in the best way? We don't want to compromise on any of that service delivery. In fact, we want to improve on it, and there'll be some physical presence for doing that, but there's also other ways and opportunities for us to look at this that I think are going to be exciting for years to come.
You mentioned the legislature's Joint Finance Committee scheduled to take up the governor's capital budget tomorrow. What do you expect lawmakers to do with the plan?
I hope that they look at this in a thoughtful way. Oftentimes, I think in the last several budgets, we've had places where the legislature just looked at an arbitrary number and said, well, this is too much spending. And so I think there needs to be a recognition that there are these hundreds of millions of dollars in deferred maintenance. There are opportunities for strategic investment that are going to pay dividends over time. And we really need to look at things differently, but not just be informed, not just kind of have a knee-jerk reaction of what happened over the last year, but make the decisions that we need to make that are going to shape what the state workplace looks like for the next 30 or 40 years. So I hope that's the way that they approach this and they look at this this week and moving forward.
Secretary Brennan, thank you for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Joel Brennan is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Administration. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is a State Capitol Report on The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.